Hey everyone, welcome back to Live Free, Think Free. And this week we have a returning guest for a report that I'm excited about and that I've been, just grateful to receive and to share around. And I hope that you guys will be open to hear this, especially maybe those of you who are going to stumble across this in the Houston area, either on 90.1 KPFT or just through my usual channels. There's somebody who has become unquestionable in Houston politics. His name's Dr. Peter Hotez. Many of you are probably familiar with his name one way or the other from Joe Rogan or from my previous reporting on this person and the dangers that I believe he poses to individual liberty. So Dan Cohen, independent journalist, now working with Redacted, which congratulations on that, is back with us with another powerful report. You'll remember that our previous conversation, Dan covered some really great reporting that he did on Lena Hidalgo, also another politician in the Houston area. This is sort of a continuation of it. I don't know, Dan, if you just got a special focus on Houston right now, but I got more suggestions if you want to keep digging locally. But how are you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm like based in DC. I'm a Houston beat writer now, I guess, but I'm really good. Thanks for having me on again, Derek.
Yeah, and again, congratulations on your work, just getting out in front of more people. Before we leave today, we'll talk about where people can find these reports, but let's just get right into it. You've released a two-part investigation for the Redacted channel. They do great work over there if you're not familiar with them. And I just wanted to give our audience an opportunity to, for one, if you haven't heard about this two-part investigation, it'll be linked in the description below. As soon as you hear this conversation, please go watch those videos because Dan put a lot of time into them and investigating this person, Dr. Peter Hotez. But why don't we just start there? As I mentioned, you started a series a couple months ago on Lena Hidalgo, and you were just telling me that sort of is the first time you caught wind or started to notice who Dr. Hotez is. So could you tell us about that? Like, what made you decide he was worth investigating?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't really consume a whole lot of mainstream media for my own health and sanity, so I avoided seeing Peter Hotez much, even though he's on, MSNBC and CNN pretty much every day. But when I was investigating Lena Hidalgo, her ties to John and Laura Arnold and Arnold Ventures, and basically how they crafted the lockdowns that just crushed the working class and poor people of Harris County in the Houston area, excuse me. I came across Peter Hotez when she did, Lena Hidalgo did a press conference, and he was saying he was just demonizing the unvaccinated, saying your time is up. And it was just such a grotesque statement. And so I, kind of did a little bit of research on him and put it in my back pocket. And I came back to it recently because with Fauci, Dr. Fauci having retired from from NIAID, the position is open, and Peter Hotez is a there's rumor, speculation that he might actually replace Fauci. So I wanted to kind of dig deep into that and see what I could find. And I mean, would I? Well, I think actually Pierre Corey put it best. I interviewed Dr. Pierre Corey. He's in the piece a couple times. He's featured, and he said that Peter Hotez is a political animal. So everything that he says is informed by political motivations, not by health, anything, nothing related to individual health or public health or anything like that. Purely political animal. So that's what I really show.
Yeah, and what I just to kind of piggyback on what you said about Hotez as far as during the COVID-19 panic time in Houston, he was literally, and I did video reports on this, he was literally stating, there's no way you're going to make it through this next week without being vaccinated. There's no way the unvaccinated are going to make it over the next 2 weeks with this latest variant. It was that kind of refrain. And I'm sitting here watching, like thinking, is anybody keeping track of how many times this guy has said that? Is any, you know, it, but it, there really isn't. There's no accountability, like so much of the COVID operation. And Hotez is just somebody. Whenever I had an opportunity to be in Houston, to be at the press conferences, either questioning the mayor or questioning Dr. Hotez or questioning the Houston Health Department director, asking them about these things, they all pretty much either shied away or straight, ran away. I've had some Twitter interactions with Dr. Hotez before he blocked me, like he has so many other people, because he just is not open. And as he told Joe Rogan, he doesn't see any reason that the anti-vaxxers or anybody other than who has a different opinion than him should be given the time of day or should be open for dialogue. So while he's on CNN and all the local news broadcasting his particular message, he has no desire to offer the people a differing perspective or to even have some nuanced discussion or debate about this, which I think is problematic as somebody who, as you said, and as Dr. Corey said, is clearly a public political figure, not just a doctor here making statements, but is pushing for policy. And we'll get into that in just a moment. But let's talk about some of the things that you focused on as far as his growth, like the history of Dr. Hotez. Like, where does he come from and why did he all of a sudden become such a big name? Even before COVID, for those who are paying attention to the vaccine debate prior to COVID, his name was around there. He was one of the people who's been saying for years that the anti-vaccine movement has now moved to Texas. And, you know, he was saying a lot of the same rhetoric around the measles discussion back then. But yeah, let's talk about what you found in his history and his rise to infamy.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, I just want to say that he is completely unable to handle the most mild criticism. So if you watch the Joe Rogan clip, where Rogan just says, do you eat healthy? Do you work out? Do you take vitamins? You know, he just melts down. Hotez can't even handle that in a friendly way, and he's just exposed as a fraud, as a health fraud, in that clip. So I recommend everyone watch that just to kind of get a taste of what Hotez, of what he does when he gets mild pushback. And that isn't, anything compared to the questions he should be asked by the media. But he's always given softball questions, and he blocks everyone on Twitter who, raises any kind of question, even in a polite way. And he wants to basically crush dissent and literally imprison people who, deviate from what he says. So, I traced his history back to the 1980s, to 1985, actually, the year I was born. So he's basically, for my entire lifetime, he has been, doing dirty work on behalf of Big Pharma. He got his first fellowship from Pfizer in 1989, and he was working on what he called a human hookworm vaccine. And that was one of several projects that he's continued to this day, that the entire concept of what he calls neglected tropical diseases, a term that he coined, is tropical diseases that are common in underdeveloped, exploited countries in Latin America, in South Asia, in Africa. And they're basically, most of them are a result of lack of sanitation, of this underdevelopment that the global north has essentially imposed through, wars and coups and dictatorships and exploitation. And so people are basically left to live in unsanitary conditions that breed viruses and disease and all kinds of things. And so Hotez has spawned an entire neglected tropical disease industrial complex that seeks to capitalize on this, and say, we're, instead of providing infrastructure for sanitation, we're gonna test pharmaceutical products on these people and see what happens. And there's been all kinds of horrifying consequences, and that's why, there's so much anti-vax, is what he calls it, sentiment, in a lot of the global South. And so he sees this as a huge problem, but really this is resistance to these pharmaceutical experiments, treating people like lab rats. And so he actually got funding from the Gates Foundation. He got funding from the Clinton Foundation, and then that translated into funding from USAID. And so now this is a multi-billion-dollar industry, basically testing drugs that never actually do what they never achieve what they're stated to do. Providing a vaccine, none of them have done that. Not a single vaccine, so-called vaccine, that Peter Hotez has created actually works. So, that's his background.
Yeah, and there's just so many different ways to go with that. For one, like the conversation about the global South, specifically Africa, the ongoing recolonization of Africa that really never stopped and is just kind of now taken on a new phase in the biomedical sphere. That's clearly problematic there, and the association with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative that you discussed in the report, all of these are bad signs. Now, that alone, you could say, okay, well, maybe there's some good work that has come from these shady people and their money. But as you said, the more you look at his actual track record, he hasn't completed or produced any of these alleged vaccines for these neglected tropical diseases that everybody should be so worried about now. And instead, like you mentioned, he kind of created a whole industry around that fear that these new neglected diseases are about to rise up and they're going to infect people everywhere. And if we don't stop them in Africa or India or even here, Mexico and Latin South America, where I'm at, then they will reach Europe and the United States and Canada and Australia. And so under the guise of telling people we're still out there helping the poorest of among us, they are testing out untested products that don't really seem to be necessary. And as you said, there are other approaches like infrastructure, clean water, and things that could be talked about. None of that are the kind of approaches that the Gates Foundation or Hotez's research have taken. Instead, it is just this hyper-focus on the shots. And, it's clearly problematic. And then, as you mentioned, the other part of Hotez that I think is most dangerous that we'll get into in just a moment is his rhetoric, his propaganda for creating a new branch of the U.S. government that should focus on anti-vaxxers as terrorists. And he's written numerous reports, including I was reading an interview just a couple days ago from the Bulletin for Scientists. I can't remember the exact website, but they put out an interview with
Atomic
him.
Scientists.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and he's again, like just as recent as a couple of weeks ago, repeating his calls for we need to have a new agency of government. We need to get all of the mixture. See, he likes to say we need to figure out levers we can pull and which buttons we can push is his rhetoric of choice at the moment. But essentially what this guy is calling for is saying, look, these people in Africa and India and elsewhere, the only reason they're resisting is because we got these crazy anti-vaxxers in the Americas and Western Europe that are spreading this disinformation, and it needs to be treated like the terrorism that it is. And that's the way we'll prevent it from spreading and infecting the minds of these poor people in the global South. I mean, is that what you see taking place now? Is that the kind of rhetoric he's putting out there?
Yeah, I mean, he calls, anti-vaxxers conspiracy theorists. But if you listen to what he actually says, he says the so-called anti-vax movement comes from Texas, and that it is white supremacist and has taken over the Republican Party through QAnon and Marjorie Taylor Greene. And now that infiltrated into Europe and then infiltrated into Africa and Latin America and Asia. And so that's why, people in the global South don't want to take experimental injection. So it's this like wild, complete bogus conspiracy theory. It doesn't even, it's kind of insulting to the term conspiracy theory to call, call Peter Hotez's like feverish imagination his lies. He knows it's bogus. He's just making it up. So the idea that like white supremacists have now taken over Africa, and that's why Africans don't want to be lab rats for Peter Hotez and Bill Gates is just completely absurd. And really, it recalls this whole idea of testing these drugs on unsuspecting people and looking for every opportunity to do medical experiments. I mean, that recalls the darkest times of history, of the 21st, of the 20th century. And not to mention his neglected tropical disease concept started with the Rockefeller Foundation. And, anyone who knows about the Rockefeller Foundation knows how involved it was with the American eugenics movement and actually the rise of the Nazi Party and its obsession with eugenics in Germany. So that is the lineage that the kind of financial and political lineage and ideological lineage of Peter Hotez, who is now, testing drugs all over the global South. And then he has the gall to claim that anybody who deviates, anyone who doesn't want to take these injections, whether the COVID-19 injections or otherwise, is actually an anti-Semite. So he completely flips reality on its head when he is the one who's, carrying out these what should be considered crimes on unsuspecting people, on children who don't have any way to protect themselves. And he goes and partners with the Anti-Defamation League, an Israel lobby front group that is very close with Pfizer, that awarded Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla, it's like, you know, Courage Award. And then they say, now anti-vaccine activism is a form of anti-Semitism, so we need to censor it. And that's kind of, you know, what the kind of framework that he's created to justify the censorship. So it's the same logic and it's the same playbook that's applied to like Palestinians or supporters of Palestinians who Palestinian rights and liberation who say, oh, if you criticize Israeli policy at all, you're an anti-Semite. So Peter Hotez, who himself is a big Zionist, he takes that same playbook and applies it to defending Big Pharma with the ADL, which is, you know, a bunch of hucksters. So that's his game.
Yeah, and it's really just it's dangerous. I mean, on one level, it's kind of like fascinating to see, as you said, how they can turn everything upside down and go from questioning shots that have not been, you know, adequately tested is a crazy idea, to then you might as well be a terrorist if you're asking these questions, and then extending that to you're a Jew hater, you're anti, Israel, these sorts of things, which obviously is a hot button thing. And in our society, if you get labeled that, that can be the end of a career, it can be the end of relationships, you know, family, all kinds of things. And it's an emotional thing because of history, where people, when they hear that, they're not typically in the most kind of straight state of mind where they're going to think logically. People have very emotional reactions if they hear this person is a Nazi, this person hates Jewish people, this person's anti-Semitic. Especially if you've ever been out on the street at a protest, if you have a group of people, a mob of people yelling, this person is that, they're an anti-vaxxer, this and that, it can be very dangerous. So his rhetoric and his interviews and his talks are all contributing to this. And in fact, I was just thinking about when you were outlining that in the interview with the Bulletin for Atomic Scientists, he specifically, and again, it's like flipping reality on its head. He's talking about how the Soviet regimes went after certain scientists and tried to, you know, get them to only report on the science that they want, and how this is a characteristic of authoritarian regimes to start going after scientists and then stating that those of us who are questioning people like him are calling for some sort of regime like that. And when they're, you know, when they're the ones acting very authoritarian, censorship, silencing people, it's just the mental gymnastics is pretty astounding, but not that surprising.
Yeah, it's pure projection. Projection. It's exactly what it is. You're totally right.
It is pure projection, and I think it's very dangerous. I'm going to throw up on screen right now, guys. This is the report. You can find it at uncaptured.substack.com. It'll be listed in the description. It's a great report. There's two parts to it, two components. So, you know, if you don't need to feel very overwhelmed, take them in bite-sized chunks and share them with your friends and family. What would you say, though, as we wrap up here, would be the most startling thing that you came across in your research of him? Obviously, you kind of got a feel for who he was and just seeing his voice and his name around. But was there anything that when diving into it that you were just kind of taken aback and like, wow, okay, this guy really is somebody to be concerned about?
I mean, his capacity to lie was pretty remarkable. You know, if you watch in the second video later on, he just contradicts himself at every turn about how many COVID shots you should get. You know, first that they're dangerous, then, oh no, it's completely fine. Then take two shots and that's good. And then three shots, four or five shots. And then it doesn't matter how many shots, just get more every 2 months. And so, I mean, that's just completely ludicrous. In itself, especially when you look at, you know, the data that like Ed Dowd, for example, is presenting about, and Josh Sterling are presenting about mortality and COVID shots. But I think honestly, the most shocking thing was seeing his kind of his ties to like deep state, organizations calling for, you know, DHS to, go after like he's calling anti-vax groups terrorists and hate groups, and they need to be criminalized and locked up, and even NATO has to confront Russia because he says Russia is involved in this. I mean, he's basically calling for war. So it's incredible this is the speech of a political animal. This is not anything about medicine or science or anything like that. It's complete lunacy, and you see that it has a very clear and specific agenda, to the point where he even called explicitly on MSNBC. I think this is the craziest clip. He called to decapitate the executive branch of the government and just have the CDC run it. And the CDC is just, you know, a tool of big pharma at this point. So in that way, there can be no pushback at all. And it's not like, you know, that was in the Trump era. And it's not like Trump was against the vaccine or anything. You know, he pushed Operation Warp Speed, and, you know, he still promotes the vaccine to this day. It's just that, you know, he was a little bit of a loose cannon, in the same way the military industrial complex didn't like him because he, you know, said too much kind of stupid stuff. So, you know, I mean, it's just incredible to see him call for a coup d'etat, like a big pharma coup d'etat in the U.S. government.
Yeah, and his phrase that he's using a lot, which I don't think we've heard the last of, and I fear will probably get some people willing to listen to them in D.C. and maybe elsewhere in the military, is anti-science aggression. What we're doing, even this conversation, this is anti-science aggression. Just by simply questioning somebody like Hotez, you are committing anti-science aggression. And as you've outlined in your report and we talked about here, that can be linked to terrorism, that can be linked to anti-Semitism, and it should take the full force of the government. You know, he literally wants a new branch of government or a new agency or department that is just dedicated to tracking down conversations like this, tracking down people, doctors, professionals who are asking questions, and maybe taking away their funding, taking away their jobs, or at the very least, profiling them and trying to damage their reputations as much as possible. And unfortunately, I don't think we've seen the end of that debate or discussion, and in large part due to people like Peter Hotez. So again, thank you for staying on this and for continuing to investigate these kind of people, because it's important that we pick them apart. Whether whether he goes to Fauci's position or not, he is a very influential voice, and he will continue to be, even just from his Twitter account and his CNN soapbox. So it's important that we have opportunities for people to see through those lies. And once again, everybody, the report is over at uncaptured.substack. It'll be linked below. And do you want to mention before we head out, like, what your role is over at Redacted now, or what people might expect from you over there?
Yeah, I'm a correspondent now at Redacted, in addition to my own little media outlet, Uncaptured Media. And with Redacted, I'll just be doing reports a couple times a week, some travel when I can. I was in Haiti a few months ago for them. I have a documentary on Haiti called Another Vision, Inside Haiti's Uprising, that you can find on my YouTube channel, on Uncaptured Media's YouTube. And, you know, there's actually an intervention kind of looming in Haiti. So that's, you know, very important for people to know about. So, yeah, I'm just really, you know, thrilled all around to be working with such a great channel that's just totally fearless and has given me all the support to just, you know, investigate. I mean, to be able to spend 3 weeks investigating Peter Hotez and make a 28-minute piece is, like, you can't really ask for much more than that. So it's great to be working with Redacted.
Awesome, man. Yes, and congratulations. Anybody out there who's ever spent any time in independent media or as a freelance journalist, you know, it's very rare, like you said, to get an opportunity to be paid and taken care of it and working on one topic for weeks at a time, which is often why certain stories go underreported and totally missed. So thank you for putting the time and the energy and effort to that. Thank you to all your work and for the folks at Redacted for supporting you. Guys, we will be back in just a few moments. We've been talking with Dan Cohen of Uncaptured Media as well as Redacted. Please stay tuned.